The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the poet Allen Ginsberg, recorded on May 13, 1969, in Columbus, Ohio.
So, Krishna Lahari is also another kind of lunatic or poet.
Mm-hmm. Except that it would mean concentrating all my consciousness on the one single image of Krishna.
Not image. Yes.
Or the one single thought or name or feeling or awareness.
So that we have got varieties of duties. It's that we are. You are seeing all these boys, they're always engaged. Mm-hmm. Always engaged. Similarly, everywhere, they're always engaged in Krishna. We want extra time to work for mm-hmm. Krishna. The 24 hours is not sufficient for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then we shall see that we are sleeping, wasting time. Goswamis, they used to sleep for 1.5 hour only. That also sometimes forgot.
To dream?
Nowadays they are always engaged. Volumes of books they have written. When there is no writing, chanting, dancing, talking, like that. Engaged in Krishna. Always. That we have been taught by Arjuna Maharaj. 24 hours engagement with Krishna. So Maya has no scope to enter with in our mind. She always remains shallow, for here is fire I cannot touch. Bhakti mukulita, bhakti stai sritara jadi bhagavan sya daivena phalati dibba kishora murti mukti mukulita anjali sevati asma. Villamangal Thakur, a great devotee, he executed devotional service for 700 years. He lived for 700 years in Vrindavan. And that picture you have seen, Surdas. Yes.
Surdas, the poet.
Yes. He is known as Surdas.
Teacher of Tulsi Das or student of Tulsi Das.
He may be different. But Villamangal Thakur, he was also blind. He made himself blind. You know the story of Villamangal Thakur, in his previous life, he elevated himself to the loving state of Krishna. Not exactly, just previous, bhava, it is called bhava, ecstasy. But somehow or other, he could not finish. So according to the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, he was given birth to a nice Brahmin family. You can call that Bengali lady, yes, you can hear. So, very rich, Suchinam Simhatan Gehe, in a rich family, at the same time Brahmin family. But richness generally sometimes glides down to wine or wine and intoxication. So, by bad company, he became woman hunter, prostitute hunter. So, he was too much addicted to one woman, Chintamani. So his father died and he did not marry. That in your country it is called girlfriend and in our country it is called prostitute. So he was that about that prostitute, Chintamani. So he was performing the rituals but he was thinking of his girlfriend, Chintamani, when I shall go there. Villamangal Thakur?
Yes.
So he asked his servants, oh, give me some food, I shall go to Chintamani. So anyway, he performed. He did not perform, his mind was there. He took some nice food, sir, and when he went, there was a big river and it was raining heavily and the river was flooded. So he thought, how shall I go? The other side. So one dead body was floating. So he thought it is a log. So he took the help of the log and went the other side. And it was heavily raining. And then when he reached the Chintamani's home, he saw the door is locked already, blocked. So, and he jumped over the wall, taking the tail of the serpent. And when he reached inside, he knocked the door, and Chintamani was astonished. How did you come? So heavily raining, he had to cross the river. He said everything that, I cannot stay without it. She was very much increasing. How did you come? How did you jump over this wall? And so he showed everything. But there was a big snake hanging. So he thought it was rope and jumped. And then when he went to the river side, he saw that was a dead body. Mm-hmm. So, at that time, Chintamani thought, oh, this man is so much addicted to me. So, she told, oh, this much attraction if you would have with Krishna, how nice your life would have been. So, immediately came to his senses. Because he was lifted to that position in his previous life. So immediately left and was going alone to Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. And on the way, she saw another beautiful woman. So his business was to be attracted by woman. So he again began to attract. So he was falling. So this woman, after entering, she told her husband, just see, this man is falling from a distant place. So he asked him, come on, he saw, he's a nice gentleman, he was a rich man, Brahmin. What is this? He said, plainly, I have been attracted by your wife, by the beauty of your wife. All right, come on, what is that? You enjoy my wife, you are Brahmin, you are. So he was received well. And at night when he was given place, then he asked that woman, Mother, will you give me your hairpin? He took the hairpin and pushed in the eyes. These eyes are my enemy. Since then he became blind. In that blindness he was worshipping Krishna. And Krishna was coming to him and he would not touch. He would sing, dance. And his applying name cannot go away. So this Villamangal Thakur wrote one book, Krishna Kannam. It's very valuable. That is very highly estimated, Lord Chaitanya.
What century is that?
It is said 700 years. Huh? Yes.
14th.
This
is with the Bilda. How do you pronounce his name?
No. 14th century, not Villamangal.
No.
Villamangal Thakur.
Dilba Mangal. No,
there's another name. Yes. There are many poets. He was a great poet. If you read this Krishna Kanram, it's a poetry. Vidyapati Chandidas.
Jayadev.
Jayadev. Jayadev, I know. Yeah.
Jayadev is great
person. There are many nice
poets. I know some of the Bhagavad poetry. In English.
You just try to read this, Narottamdas Thakur, especially. Narottamdas Thakur.
Narottam.
Then in Bengal.
Narottam.
That song you are reading last night, Nitai Pada Kamala, that is Narottamdas Thakur.
Uh-huh.
or the, for the Vaishnava there to become poet is another qualification.
Yeah.
Vaishnava has 26 qualifications.
I think
it
is written that
way. And one of them is to become poet also.
Poet. He must be poet. All the Vaishnavas, they are poet.
Because they are so deep in love with God.
Yes. Poetry comes out in deep love with something.
Is that published
somewhere? Yes.
Arjuna just typed it up
and...
Yeah.
You want
to see? You can, no, don't take it down. No,
you can read.
On my way out.
In case you can read loudly, we'll hear.
Qualifications of devotee. One, kind to everyone. Two, does not quarrel with anyone. Three, fixed in the absolute truth. Four, equal to everyone. Five, faultless. Six, charitable. Seven, mild. Eight, clean. Nine, simple. 10, benevolent. 11, peaceful. 12, completely attached to Krishna. 13, no material hankering. 14, meek. 15, steady. 16, self-controlled. 17, does not eat more than required. 18, sane. 19, respectful.
Nothing said.
20, humble. 21, grave. 22, compassionate. 23, friendly. 24, poetic. 25,
poetic.
Expert. 25, expert. And 26, silent.
Whose list is that? Is that an old list or have you made that up for young Americans?
Yes. No, we are taking from all the days.
Oh, they should have to understand.
Yeah, this is the test, whether you are becoming a Krishna conscious or not. You have to test yourself, whether you are developing these qualities.
Mm-hmm.
This is for testing.
No, I'm slowly developing all qualities except sanity.
That insanity for seeking Krishna, that is required. Yes. Unless you become insane after Krishna, just like Lord Chaitanya began. Yes. His worship is to become insane after Krishna.
Is Kabir in the Vaishnava tradition?
Huh?
Is Kabir mystic. In the Vaishnava tradition?
He is mystic.
What tradition is he in, actually?
He's impersonalist on the whole. He's impersonalist on the whole and he has got some Vaishnava thought, that's all. Parvati thoughts. Parvati thoughts.
So who is the most perfect of the Vaishnava poets? Of the Mira?
Mira was a devotee, he was the Vaishnava.
Yes.
Vaishnava.
The devotee means
Vaishnava. Yeah. She was Mira, Krishna devotee.
Yes.
Oh, her songs has gone.
Have you used her songs here at all?
Yes, in India it is very popular.
Yeah.
Mira's song. Mostly they are written in Hindi.
Yeah.
And some of them have been interpolated. But Mira was a devotee. She saw Rupa Goswami. A contemporary. She has written many poetry.
Is that very much of her?
Lord Chaitanya.
But she was a contemporary of Chaitanya.
Yes.
Did they meet?
No. She appreciated that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. And she has written one poetry song that now you have left aside your flute and you have taken the sannyasi rod. In that way, she has written nice poetry. And where is your hair and peacock feather? Now you are bald headed in this way. Samira appreciated. Her life is also very excellent. Her father gave her a small Krishna doll to play. And she developed love for Krishna as husband. So since she was married, she was prince, daughter of king, and she was married with another prince.
What position does Ananda Mai Ma have now?
She's also impersonalist.
She's impersonalist.
She's not a devotee.
The there was one small...
There are many impersonalists. They take advantage. They say, Chaitanya's path as Shankar's moth, that follow the principle of Chaitanya, but ultimately take the conclusion of Shankar. That means...
Shiva.
Shankaracharya.
Uh-huh. What was the conclusion of Shankaracharya?
Shankaracharya's was conclusion was to defeat Buddhism. They do not know it, but actually, when there was too much animal killing, and people became almost atheist under the shadow of Vedic rituals, Lord Buddha appeared. He wanted to stop men from the sinful activities of killing unnecessarily, under the plea of Vedas. So he invented the Ahimsa, non-violence. Mm-hmm. And because people will give evidence, so in the Vedas there is... They are not following actually the Vedic rituals, but just like crooked lawyers take the advantage of law books. Similarly, therefore Lord Buddha said, I do not follow Vedic rituals. I have nothing to do with Vedas. It is my own formula. So Jayadeva has written one prayer, because the Vaishnavas can understand how God is playing. So he writes, Nindasi Jagga Vidhe Rahaha Suti Jatam. My dear Lord, now you have appeared as Lord Buddha, you are decrying the Vedic rituals. Suti Jama. Suti Jama means Vedic. Why? Sadaya Vidaya Darshita Pasudhava. You are so much compassionate to see poor animals being killed unnecessarily. Keshava Dhrita Buddha Sharira Jaya Jagadisa. All glories to Jagadish. You have now assumed the form of Lord Buddha, and he are playing in the stand. So Lord Buddha is accepted as incarnation of Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
In Bhagavad also it is stated, he is accepted as the 10th incarnation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who is 9?
9 was Baladev. Baladev, Krishna's elder brother.
Uh-huh.
Balaram.
Then Buddha is one possible 10th.
Not 10, and Buddha is 9th, yes. Buddha is 9, Baladev is 8.
Uh-huh.
And the 10th is awaiting.
Kalki.
Kalki.
Yes. Now, what is Kalki's nature?
Kalki's nature, and that is described in Bhagavad. He will come just like a prince, royal dress, in soap, and on horseback, simply killing, no preaching. All rascals kill. Namaste. There is no brain to understand what is God.
There will be no brain to understand.
They will be so dull.
Yeah.
So dull.
Yeah.
It requires brain to understand. They're just like Bhagavad Gita said, Evam prasanna manas, fully joyful. Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, the practice of Bhakti Yoga. Evam prasanna manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga tha mukta sangas, and freed from all material contamination. He can understand God. Do you think God is a cheap thing and everyone will understand? Because they do not understand, they present something nonsense. God is like this, God is like that, God is like that. And when God Himself comes and says, here I am, Krishna, they don't accept it. They create their own God.
So Kalki comes at the end of the Kali Yuga?
Yes.
I mean, is Kalki connected with the Kali Yuga cycle?
Mm. Yes, Kalki, yes.
So he would come at the end of Kali Yuga,
yes,
to end the Yuga.
Then Satya Yuga will begin.
Then what begins?
Satya Yuga.
Which is?
Satya Yuga past.
Millennium.
Yes, Satya Yuga. People will be past truthful, non-living.
Are those people that remain, or whatever new creation comes out of the
destruction? Some of them will remain. Some of them, it will not completely extinguish. Some of them will remain. Pious. Paritrana, sadhuna, vinasaya, duskitam. All miscreants will be killed. And out of them, there must be some pious.
Do you think of this in terms of a historical event that will occur in the lifetime of your disciples?
No. This will happen at least 400,000 of years after. At least. So by that time...
Down for 400,000 years?
Yes. So at that time my disciples will be with Krishna. And those who will not follow them, they will see the fun. How they are doing it.
400,000 years. Will people be still chanting Hare Krishna in 400,000?
No. Hare Krishna will be finished in 10,000 years.
Ah.
There is no more Hare Krishna.
So what will be left?
Nothing. Left.
After 10,000.
Left will be, I will kill you and eat you. And you shall kill me, you shall eat me. That will be left.
After 10,000 years?
Yes. There will be no grain, no milk, yeah. No sugar, no fruit. So I have to eat you and you have to eat me. Full facility for meat eating. Krishna is very kind. He'll give facility all life, why cows and cats? He'll take your own son. Eat nicely. Just like serpents, snakes, they eat their own offspring, tigers. So this will happen.
Kali eats, sir.
And there will be no brain to understand, no preacher, nothing else. Go to the dam. And then Krishna will come, all right. Let me kill you so that you are saved. So, and
well, you see it as actually a historical thing of 10,000 years for the chanting of, the diminishing chanting of...
Yes, these are...
Well then, do you think more people will chant Hare Krishna or fewer?
More people. Now it will increase.
Until?
Up to 10,000 years.
And then?
Then diminish.
So what is the purpose of right now in a world increase?
People will take advantage of this up to 10,000 years.
Uh-huh.
Then they will...
So this is like the last rope.
The
last gasp.
Yes. So, the sooner we take to center of Krishna consciousness, better.
Well then, according to Vedic theory, when did this yuga begin?
Eh?
According to this Vedic theory, or this is Shastra.
Yes.
When did this yuga...
Begin from this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Uh-huh.
500 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it will continue now.
Oh, the Kali Yuga. No,
Kali Yuga has begun 5,000 years ago.
Began 5,000 years ago. And how
this wave within Kali Yuga, which Hare Krishna increases and then diminishes, is about 10,000 years, and that began 500 years ago.
Uh-huh. Kali Yuga, the duration of life of Kali Yuga is 432,000 of years. Out of that we have passed 5,000 years. There is balance 427,000 years. Out of that 10,000 years is nothing.
Uh-huh. Where is all this, the divisions within...
Vedic literature.
Uh-huh. What the...
Bhagavad Purana.
Has the detailed analysis of what goes on within the Kali Yuga.
Oh, yes, yes. I read it sometimes.
There are translations of that.
Huh?
There are some translations of that. Yeah.
Yes. In the 12th canto, the college of descriptions are there.
Uh-huh. 12th canto.
And you'll find
all the descriptions are coming to the truth.
True.
Just like there is one statement, Shikarami Vayudvaya. Marriage will be performed simply by agreement. And that is being there. And Lavanam Kesadharana. People will think that he has become very beautiful by keeping bunch of hair. That is coming true. These are written little. All things are there. Bhagavad Gita.
Well, now, in the Bhagavad Puran, is there also provision for the Chaitanya?
Oh, yes. Cult? Oh, yes. Krishna Varnam Sa Krishna. We have given that in that book.
Uh-huh.
Our teachings of Lord Chaitanya. The first quotation there.
So it's on this quotation from Bhagavad Puran that Chaitanya built his system?
No. So, that is a program already presented. And he came to execute the program. Just like our meeting is already programmed. I come and execute it. That's all.
Yeah.
That was previous. Here we say, in the Kali Yuga, the Supreme Lord comes as one who always chants the holy name of Sri Krishna, who is Sri Krishna himself, whose complexion is ear. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 5th chapter, 32 verse.
That's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we have accepted Lord Chaitanya as Krishna, not fanatically. There are evidences in Mahabharata, in Upanishads, in Purans, in Bhagava, in all Vedic scriptures.
Well, then, within this period of 10,000 years, only those who hear Krishna's name and worship Krishna by chanting.
Yuttanadeva Krishnasa, Mukta Sangha Parangbhaja. That is also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam.
So only those who practice Krishna chanting can
become immediately liberated and go back to home, back to God.
And everybody else gets involved deeper and deeper in the yuga.
Yes. So if anyone believes in this faster, they should take to Krishna consciousness. That is intelligence. To take advantage of the authorized scriptures. You will find in Bhagavad there is history of Chandragupta and Javans will become king, that means English occupation, Mauryan occupation. Buddha's appearance, Kikiteshu Bhavishyati, Kikiteshu meaning in the Bihar province in India, Bhavishyati, because Bhagavad Puran was written 5,000 years ago. The Lord Buddha appeared about 2,600 years ago. So therefore it is stated Bhavishyat. In future, just in the beginning of Kali Yuga, Lord will appear as Buddha. His mother's name will be Anjana. And his business will be to cheat the atheist.
To cheat the atheist?
Yes. Sanmahaya Srut Visham. Srut Visham means atheist. Srut Visham means those who are envious of large devotees. That means atheist. So, to bewilder. What is that bewildering? These atheist class, they become so much absorbed in this animal killing. They forgot everything about God. So they said, what is God? They don't mind. So Lord Buddha says, yes, there is no God. Lord philosophy says, there is no God. Why? There is no God. But what I say, you follow. Yes, that's our life. But he's God. Is he not cheating?
Well, yes, except that he claims not to be neither God nor not God.
Eh? But he never said that I am God. He said there is no God.
No, he doesn't say there's no God either. He says...
That's it, anyway.
All conceptions of the existence of the self, as well as all conceptions of the non-existence of the self, as well as all conceptions of the existence of a supreme self, as well as all conceptions of the non-existence of a supreme self, are equally arbitrary, being only conceptions.
Yeah, that is...
The Diamond Sutra.
That is a generality of words. So... He's a principle. They did not believe in God. So still the Buddhists say they don't believe in God. So, but they are worshipping God, Lord Buddha. There are so many temples. The same way as we worship. So this is transcendental cheating.
Transcendental cheating.
Just like sometimes father has to cheat his child. That is not cheating. That is welfare. But apparently it likes cheating. The child is insistent at some point, yes, yes, you are all right. But you do this, like this. Yeah, you are very good for that. Like that. But Vaishnava, and Vaishnava literature, and Vedic literature, he is God. Godless worshipping God in a different way. There is nothing. Why they should worship Buddha?
Strictly speaking, one does not worship Buddha.
Oh yes, they have many big temples in Burma and Japan and.
Yeah. But the practice in the temples is like.
Maybe that is a little different. That's all. But the temple worship or God worship is there.
In Zen Buddhism and in.
That is later invention. Originally, Lord Buddha, the statue of Lord Buddha, worshipped all over.
Originally, there was no Buddha, there was a wheel for the doctrine, for the Dharma. There was a wheel, and then, or a parasol.
We see from historical, archaeological evidence and so
on. Then, when the Europeans came to India.
It's not the custom of Europeans.
Yeah, then they made a statue of a human face Buddha.
No, Buddha's temple was much before than the European came.
No, and what it had was...
No, Buddha as a yoga posture.
Yeah.
Very old.
Very old.
Because I saw the date posture of Lord Buddha when he died in a place, in a little village. And I saw Buddha 20 feet long, gold Buddha statue, just the way he lay alive when he was dead. Parinirvana. Parinirvana pose, exactly, that's
22
feet he was long. And it was made just after his death.
So what I had understood is that, like the Jews and the Muslims, the original first few centuries of Buddhist meditation made use of a wheel for the Dharma, or a parasol, or a bow tree as the image of Buddha. As a
so long Buddha was living.
But after that,
when Buddha died, they started making the statue, I think.
Yes, that is the archaeological evidence. Archaeological evidence is the Buddha statue.
The museum at Mathura, I think, has the earliest human statues of Buddha.
Which because Chandragupta's time, Greeks were the Buddhists, and they had many.
No, Buddha is worshipped by the statue. That is historical. That is historical. And there are many temples in Burma, China, and Japan. But this Buddhist temple began not exactly after Buddha's disappearance.
Yes, much later.
At least after 1,000 years.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
Yes, it's much later.
Yes, much later. Because when Buddhism was driven out of India, then in Japan, China, Burma, the Buddhism flourished. That is almost after 1,000 years. Otherwise, whole India was Buddhist. Whole India. Sometimes the Jagannath temple, they interpret actually it is not. They say that is also Buddhist.
Which?
Jagannath temple.
I think I told you, had darshan with Jagannath.
Yeah, oh, you had?
Yes, I got inside the temple. I was silent and made believe I was a madman. I had long hair and I had pajamas, white khadi clothes.
That's like some Punjabi.
Yeah, so I went inside.
Yeah, and
when anybody came to ask me anything, because I was afraid of opening my mouth.
There is no enemy of a dumb.
Yeah. So I just kept my mouth closed and got down on my knees and touched their feet. So they all thought that I was crazy, and so they kept away from me.
That's nice.
So I got inside.
So you had a nice view of Jagannath?
Yes,
I had that.
That's
nice.
Yeah. It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was there about, with Peter also, about a week.
Oh. A week
there.
So you saw once or several times?
Yeah, well, one time.
One time.
And then
now Jagannath.
I was afraid to go in and out many times.
Yeah.
I figured I did it. I got away with it once, and I didn't want to.
But that Aquarian gospel, isn't that the Lord Jesus Christ lived
was
in the temple?
I'm going to Jesus Christ was there.
He was thick and thin with the priests.
Mm.
One priest was very friendly.
Vidyapati.
Yes. And he was discussing philosophical talks.
According to the Aquarian Gospel, Christ was in Jagannath,
yes,
in Puri.
Yes. And he saw Ratha Jatra. And there is name of Krishna also.
Yeah, Ratha Jatra.
Eh?
Ratha Jatra.
Ratha Jatra, as we are performing in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So Lord Jesus Christ saw.
We went to Mathura also.
Hmm?
We went to Mathura.
Ah, Mathura, yes.
For several days. Vrindavan for about a week.
And you stayed there, Vrindavan?
Yeah, about a week.
Oh. You have seen it now nicely.
Well, we went from one temple to another, sang, sat by the river, went to the little garden where the tree is.
Nidhuvan.
And met the two bhakti devotees, the one I mentioned, Sri Mata Krishnaji and Banki Bihari.
Banki Bihari?
Yeah, they translate from Mirabai.
English.
So into English. Good translations. Good translations. They were published in the Bhakti Avidya Bhavan series. In that series, they have four or five books.
Oh, there are five books they have written.
One, Sufis, Yogis, Saints, poets like Mukteshwara, and then another of Mira, two volumes of Mira, with a life of Mira.
Mm-hmm.
And then one on the Kumbh Mela, a book on the Kumbh Mela.
They're good scholars.
Yeah, good scholars. They know Blake also, they know English and.
Mataji?
Sri Mata Krishnaji.
Mathura, I think this Mataji is
in
the.
In the Vrindavan.
In Vrindavan.
In which year have you been in Vrindavan?
Which year?
Yeah.
1962.
Oh, at that time I was there.
You probably passed on the street. You were there then?
Yeah.
62.
I left Limit now in 1965.
Sure.
From 1956, and I was there.
I would like to go and live there for a while to stay. I liked it when I was there. It would be a good place to live.
You going next year?
I think pretty soon I'm going to be going back. I have to stabilize the farm I'm on.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.